The Poorest Billion and the Poverty Trap. The last dominant characteristic of our time, and major threat for the future, is the fact that the Convergence Club is not yet complete. There are still large regions of the world, with roughly 1 billion people, that have not unleashed convergent economic growth. These regions are, by definition, falling further and further behind the world's leaders. In 1820, the richest country in the world, the United Kingdom, had an average income per person that was roughly 3 times greater than that of the poorest region, sub-Saharan Africa. By 2005, the richest country in the world, the United States, had a per capita income that was roughly 20 times larger than that of the poorest region, still sub-Saharan Africa. For the past generation, sub-Saharan Africa failed to achieve a rise in income per person. The growing gap is dangerous in countless ways. It is dangerous for the poor first and foremost, as millions die each year of their extreme poverty. The poorest people are undernourished, without access to safe drinking water, and without reliable access to basic health services. Life expectancy in sub-Saharan Africa is 47 years, and less than 40 years in several countries, compared with 79 years in the high-income countries. The poorest countries, for reasons we shall see, have the highest fertility rates, and the most rapid population growth rate. Much of the expected 2.6 billion rise in global population by 2050 will come in the poorest countries, the places least able to absorb the increase. The poorest countries are the most unstable politically and the most prone to violence and conflict, often to conflicts that spill over national and regional borders, thereby involving the rest of the world. And the poor, in their desperation to stay alive, are often contributing to massive local environmental degradation by depleting soils of nutrients, overfishing lakes and rivers, and clearing forests to make way for new farmland to absorb a rising population. The poverty trap is self-reinforcing, not self-correcting. Therefore, overcoming the poverty trap requires special policies and global efforts. There is nothing inevitable about Africa or any other region remaining stuck in extreme poverty. Yet it will take conscious public efforts in addition to the blind forces of the marketplace to end the poverty trap. The strategy of sustainable development. Sustainable development means prosperity that is globally shared and environmentally sustainable. In practice, sustainable development will require 3 fundamental changes in our business-as-usual global trajectory. First, we will have to develop and adopt on a global scale and in a short period of time, the sustainable, high-S, technologies that can allow us to combine high levels of prosperity with lower environmental impacts. Second, we will have to stabilize the global population, and especially the population in the poorest countries, in order to combine economic prosperity with environmental sustainability. And third, we will have to help the poorest countries escape from the poverty trap. These 3 basic goals, environmental sustainability, population stabilization, and ending extreme poverty, are of course the essence of the Millennium Promises. Market forces alone cannot solve these problems. First, market forces alone will not guarantee that the world's scientists and engineers direct their efforts to the development of high-S technologies. Many important technologies will have a huge social benefit for sustainable development, but will not produce private market profitability, so private businesses won't invest in research and development, R&D, to discover and develop them. Second, even when sustainable technologies have been discovered and developed, market forces alone do not guarantee their widespread adoption. We often need special incentives, in addition to market forces, to spur the adoption of sustainable technologies. Third, market forces alone do not guarantee an appropriate pattern of population change within a single country or at the global level. Population policies of various sorts are needed to supplement free market forces. Fourth, market forces do not guarantee that all parts of the world can meet their basic needs, much less get on a path of convergent growth. Markets leave 1 billion or more people behind, and the numbers could rise tragically in the future, unless we take corrective action. This book is continued on Disc 2.